It is my joy tonight to call the 198th meeting of Georgia Baptists together this evening and welcome you to New Hope Baptist Church, where we're thankful tonight for this opportunity. And I want to thank, if you just heard this wonderful choir behind me, Brother John Duncan and the Sons of Jubal. Will you welcome them tonight? Thank you, Brother John. What a great song to kick off our convention tonight. At this time, I want to welcome to the podium a dear friend, brother in Christ, the pastor here at New Hope Baptist Church, Reese Stenner, who is our host pastor and who's been here for 14 years, had the privilege of worshiping with him yesterday, and what a dynamic church they have. And to hear last night, their choir, along with the associational choir, as they brought worship to us last evening. And so at this time, would you make a warm Georgia Baptist welcome to Reese Stenner.
Thank you so much. Good evening, everyone. And we want to welcome you to New Hope. It's been a busy 24 hours for so many folks I know, and I hope you've got lots of energy left for the rest of this night and for tomorrow as well. But I'm just very thankful as a pastor for all the volunteers and for all the staff that work so hard behind the scenes. And I know you've been so encouraging to them as well. Just thank you for the love that you've shown. And you're never quite sure, we haven't done this in such a long time, that you don't know whether it's your mother coming or your mother-in-law. And it feels like we've been on a journey this last 24 hours. And we feel very close to you, and we just thank you for the love and affection that you've shown to us. It's just interesting timing for us as well that on Sunday we start our third location. We've been two locations for 20 years. We don't have a satellite. We really are one church in two locations, and so our South Campus is another wonder of the world, and we're very thankful to the Lord for that. But after a year's prayer, we just knew that God was leading us to a location. We call it Northgate, Northgate High School by I-85. You may have noticed we're in the middle of nowhere, and this new location is actually by one of the interstates, and so we're excited about this journey that we're on. And so we just would love to know that you're praying for us. We'd appreciate that a great deal. I know that one of my friends, Josh, prays for us every day at a certain time for our launch on Sunday. And so we welcome you to our North Campus. We hope that you feel at home among us. And we thank you for the way that you received our music last night as well, after a great word from John Reed and all the welcomes that went with it, some brilliant information for this transitional time and transformational time that the GBC is in. But I just want to make a comment that you might have noticed that our North Campus is very diverse, and one church growth expert said it's maybe the most diverse campus in Atlanta. I don't know if that's true or not. I will say to you that it's incredibly challenging and incredibly wonderful at the same time. And you might have sensed something of that flavor last night. But I just want to give a word of welcome by saying we think it's really very, very important that not just we do this and others that are doing this, but all of us really embrace that we need to be churches that look more and more like heaven. And sometimes we found ourselves feeling like a little unusual to be doing this, but I pray that there'll come a time when it's really unusual when our churches don't reflect heaven. Can I have an amen on that one? And we just want to encourage you on that one. And I know that our Baptist entities feel that too, but I do believe it's actually normal to do that. And so may God give us the grace to do that. We love you. We thank you. And I'd love to just welcome Bro Ron Wiles. And he's of our Fairburn Baptist Association. Now, by the way, our new campus moves over Line Creek into another association. I've discovered, though I've come from another side of the ocean, that Line Creek is a big deal. And so I've learned a little bit about association life there. But it's wonderful to have different associations partnering together. We thank you for your support and your encouragement. We're here to bless you tonight. And so let's welcome, shall we, Brother Bron Wiles, everyone.
I've asked Ron to hold up just before he comes for this reason. Today is Veterans Day, and we wanted to take a moment from Georgia Baptist today to thank real heroes, heroes that serve our state and served our nation. And I don't know if you realize this or not, but there are 646,000 350 veterans in the state of Georgia. 37.8% of these veterans served in the Vietnam War, and 29.3% of those veterans served in the first Gulf War. And they are real heroes. And tonight, I want to ask, if you served in the armed forces, would you please stand so we can recognize you this evening? Thank you so much for your service. And so therefore, tonight, I want to ask Ron Wilds if he will come. He is the Associational Mission Strategist for the Fairburn Association. Would you come now and pray for us, Brother Ron?
It is my honor and privilege to come together with you to this place to have this kind of meeting. And our association and of churches welcome you here, and we hope that if you meet one of our guys along the way that you'll find them helpful and friendly, and I believe God gracious children that they are, all of them are, and we're glad you're here. So we welcome you. May we pray together. Father in heaven, we thank you for this opportunity to come together for this series of meetings, and Lord, we pray that as we come together, that at least two of us have come in your name. Knowing, Father, there's more than that, we pray your presence here. And Father, we pray that the business that is conducted will be conducted in accordance to your will, and that the result of the business being conducted here and the encouragement we get and the energy that we receive by coming to these meetings and hearing the preaching and proclamations and the wonderful singing of praise, Father, we'll take that with us, and then we will apply it into the areas of churches or fields that you've called us to serve. No doubt, Lord, we have a lot to be done in Georgia to win Georgia to Christ. And I pray that all of us, and beyond this building even more, will be willing servants to do everything possible to win Georgia and beyond to the Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank you for being here in this place. We thank you for all who come before us. We thank you for our president. May you be with him as he conducts his business. May everything be done in a gracious, orderly manner. And may you be honored and glorified in it all. For we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.